possibly could be, I suppose, other neighborhoods that may be exclusively, I don't know, Spanish or something. Mostly it's just that there's, you know, a certain black section and certain mm-hmm. white section, but then the rest is all intermingled, and they're the blacks, a lot of the, you know, blacks and white sections are the same, but in the middle class areas. But that's about it. They're pretty well mixed up in all the suburbs.
What about the main offices of big banks in the city? Where are they?
Okay, the main offices and everything are downtown, like the big insurance companies, Independent Life and Gulf and all the big banks and things are downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the American Heritage Building, and it has a lot of offices and things in it. Most of the big businesses are downtown.
Mm-hmm. And the rich people would live, say, where?
Well, let's see. I guess the really rich people live in the different sections, like Deerwood and Ortega and, there's certain various sections like that that,
mm-hmm.
that were the, their own little communities, really.
Mm-hmm. If you're flying home from New York, where would your plane land?
At the Jacksonville International Airport.
Mm-hmm. Are there other airports in Jacksonville?
Well, that's really the only, you know, airport. There's Craig Airfield,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of private, you know, airfields for people who own their own private planes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of those around.
Mm-hmm. What would an airfield be?
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I think mostly it's just a smaller airport type place where a lot of people who own their planes keep them parked out there,
mm-hmm.
and maybe rent, pay a certain fee to keep their plane out there or something like that, and they have, you know, their own air tower and everything for takeoff and landing and all that kind of stuff. Just
mm-hmm.
a smaller field. It's not an airport, you know, where you have the baggage area and ticket and all that kind of thing. It's just an airfield, you know, where privately owned planes can take and land off.
Mm-hmm.
Take off and land.
And who would own an airport?
The airport?
Mm-hmm.
The city, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the well-known places around here? Especially within the city limits, parks and things like that?
Well, I don't know. Well, Riverside is would be considered kind of a landmark because it's the older section of the city and has a lot of the older buildings and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, parks and things like that. Well-known places, I don't know. We're right near St. Augustine, you know, which is a...
Mm-hmm.
famous old city, and I can't really think of, any.
Would there be monuments around town anywhere?
Well, there are a few, yeah. There's one all out near the whole Ortega and Lakeshore area. I think it's the Rebalt Monument and things like that.
Was that the Monument to the Explorer?
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't been out there very much. There are...